time now for the 1215 News, brought to you by Boyd Furniture and Mattress Center in downtown Wayne City, where you get everyday low prices on Serta, Ashley, Catnapper, and Benchcraft furniture. Today's Fairfield area weather forecast calls for sunny skies with a high of 90. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low of 68. I'm Jeff Vaughn reporting the news. The Wayne City Village Board met Monday evening in a brief session. The board once again approved new water plant bills, an action that is done monthly for Wayne City's water plant project. In addition, it passed the yearly Bean Days Parade resolution. The board then heard from Colin Dunn, the project engineer for the water treatment plant project. Dunn will be moving to Muncie, Indiana later this week, and he introduced Matt Wallace to the board. Wallace, also with HLR Engineering, will take over the project. More news next.
Decide because you know where you belong. Wabash Christian Village in Carmi for short-term inpatient rehab, one-on-one therapy, spacious therapy gym with specialized equipment, 15 to 20 therapists in-house daily. Admissions 24/7 with evals and therapy 7 days a week. You decide because you know where you belong. You decide. Wabash Christian Village in Carmi, Grace Point Rehab, 382-4644.
In other news, 27-year-old Albion resident Isaiah D. Tapia was sentenced to prison yesterday in Edwards County Circuit Court. He pleaded guilty to counts of unlawful possession of methamphetamine with intent to deliver and unlawful possession of a weapon by a felon. Tapia was sentenced to 10 years in prison, followed by 3 years of mandatory supervision upon his release, or MSR, for the first count. He was given a concurrent sentence of 8 years in the Illinois Department of Corrections, followed by 2 years MSR on the weapon count. Tapia was credited with 259 days served in jail, and several other counts against him were dismissed per his plea. He was also ordered to pay fines and court costs. Edwards County State's Attorney Eric St. Ledger prosecuted the case on behalf of the people of the state of Illinois, and public defender Brian Schinkel represented Tapia. The case was investigated by the Edwards County Sheriff's Department. Flora resident Stephen Smith has announced his candidacy for Illinois State Representative in the 109th District on the Republican ticket. Smith is a realtor and real estate investor in Clay County, where he lives with his wife Laura and 2 children. He attends Strong Tower Church in Flora, where he has served as the youth pastor. He has also been a member of the Tourism Committee in Flora, which aims to help bring people and business to the city. Smith stated that his decision was made after speaking with current Representative Darren Bailey, as well as family, friends, and other close advisors. The announcement brings the number of candidates on record to 3. Corey Musgrave, senior pastor at New Beginnings Church in Fairfield, was the first to announce, also running on the Republican ticket. Last Wednesday, Louisville's John Spencer entered the race as a Democratic candidate, and Smith announced his run yesterday. Secretary of State Jesse White recently hosted the National Minority Donor Awareness Week event, Wave Away the Waiting, to promote organ and tissue donation for multicultural communities. White said minorities are in great need of organ transplants, yet they donate at a lower rate. Nationally, people of color comprise 59% of the waiting list for organ transplants. However, this year they accounted for only 33% of those who donated organs, according to the Organ Procurement and Transplantation Network. In Illinois, 6.7 million people are registered as organ and tissue donors, yet there are approximately 4,700 people waiting for transplants. People of color are disproportionately affected by illnesses such as hypertension and diabetes, which can lead to the need for dialysis or a kidney transplant. That increases the number of patients on the organ transplant waiting list, according to United Network for Organ Sharing. Last January, a new law spearheaded by White went into effect that allows 16 and 17-year-olds to register to become organ or tissue donors. To date, more than 70,000 teens have registered. Illinoisans can register with the Secretary of State's Organ and Tissue Donor Registry online at lifegoeson.com by calling 1-800-210-2106 or by visiting their local driver services facility. Manager Doug Anderson says this is a busy time for the Wayne County Farm Bureau as the organization tries to fit in several programs between planting and harvest seasons. He says the next big event for the Bureau is its annual Members Appreciation Dinner.
If you're a member of the Wayne County Farm Bureau, we'd like to invite you and your family out to have dinner with us. It's on August the 15th. We serve dinner at the CP Church, Cumberland Presbyterian Church, here in Fairfield on the west side next to Walmart, August 15th from 5 to 7. So come on out. We do, just to get a good meal count, we do ask members to get tickets at the Wayne County Farm Bureau office.
Anderson said tickets will primarily serve as a way to get an accurate meal count. The cost is $2 for adults, and kids under 12 will eat free. Half of the proceeds will be returned as a cash door prize. The other half of ticket revenue will go as a donation to Ag in the Classroom. Tickets should be purchased from the Farm Bureau office on East Court Street by Monday. The Wayne County Board is scheduled to meet tomorrow evening at 7. After consecutive meetings with public comments and several items on the agenda, board members have little in the way of new business for their August session. After a report from the Highway Department, the office of the Wayne County Clerk is scheduled to discuss precinct consolidation. The board has discussed potential consolidation several times this year, most recently in March. At that time, the board purchased 20 new voting machines for county polling places, with two extras also purchased to cover any issues that might arise. The county currently has 27 precincts. After discussion on the consolidation possibility, the board has no scheduled business and is slated to adjourn for the night. Bria Moreland and Macy Clark have been announced as the recipients of this year's Davis Memorial Scholarship. The scholarship was established by Walter R. and Marie Foley Davis to assist FCHS graduates and help them obtain post-secondary education in the state of Illinois. Moreland is the daughter of Jane Moreland and Toby McWilliams and the late Connor Moreland. She is a sophomore at Southern Illinois University Edwardsville and is majoring in pharmacy. Her scholarship is worth $3,100. Clark is the daughter of Rhonda and Wes Clark. She will be a freshman at Lindenwood University in Belleville and is majoring in biology. Clark's scholarship is worth $2,000. Scholarship payment will be made by check upon satisfactory evidence of enrollment in each respective university. The payments may be made in multiple installments at the discretion of the People's National Bank trustees. Payment of each installment is contingent upon the continued eligibility of the recipient. Fairfield Memorial Hospital has recognized a need for training in mental health first aid. The hospital has begun training to offer this service to first responders, law enforcement, school officials, correction officers, medical providers, and the community. Kathy Hill, FMH Social Services Director, and Brenda Ware-Roger, Population Health Nurse, will travel to Bloomington to undergo a 3-day training to receive certification in training for mental health first aid. To become certified mental health first aid instructors, they will learn the program's curriculum and practice teaching sections with other trainers before teaching the public. Once their courses have been completed, they will take a written test to ensure consistency and adherence to the curriculum. With the eventual community training, FMH hopes to enhance awareness to identify mental health and substance abuse issues and decrease negativity surrounding them. It also hopes to reinforce that mental health and substance abuse can be viewed in a health framework. FMH will start offering courses in September to law enforcement, first responders, EMS, correction officers, and then expand to the community. According to the latest statewide weekly crop report, there were 6.7 days suitable for field work last week. Corn silking was at 81%, Corn dough was at 29%, compared to 79% last year and 58% for the five-year average. Corn condition was rated 5% very poor, 17% poor, 37% fair, 35% good, and 6% excellent. Soybean blooming was at 72%, compared to 95% last year and 90% for the five-year average. Soybeans setting pods were at 30%. Soybean condition was rated 6% very poor, 18% poor, 36% fair, 34% good, and 6% excellent. Statewide, the average temperature was 73.1 degrees, 1 degree below normal. Precipitation averaged 36 hundredths of an inch, 44 hundredths below normal. Topsoil moisture supply was rated at 13% very short, 44% short, 41% adequate, and 2% surplus. Subsoil moisture supply was rated at 5% very short, 35% short, 57% adequate, and 3% surplus. The state of Illinois claims it is reforming and streamlining access to Medicaid. Governor J.B. Pritzker says over the past few years, too many people have been kicked out of the system, and right now about 95,000 people await approval for health care. Republican Senator Dave Siverson says the reforms improve the entire system, from payments to providers to making sure existing enrollees aren't kicked out of the system each time enrollment starts.
Providers are going to be will do better. Families will certainly do better. And as mentioned, taxpayers will do better. So we're excited about that. And we just want to thank, again, the governor for having such a great leadership team to make this all happen.
The administration says the state is doing all it can to speed up payments to Medicaid providers. Illinois State Fair grandstand ticket sales are on pace to break records. Kim Howard reports.
Close to 49,000 concert tickets have been sold so far, moving closer to last year's record of more than 59,000. Reba McEntire is the most popular act, with about 15,000 tickets sold, and is pretty much sold out, says State Fair manager Kevin Gordon.
Dan and Shay, over 8,000 tickets. Snoop Dogg and Shinedown are both closing in on 7,000 to round out our top four sellers. Except for Reba, we still have excellent seats available for all the other concerts.
Other acts include Vince Neil, Bad Company, Pentatonix, Old Dominion, and Why Don't We. Get your tickets at Ticketmaster.com or at the Grandstand box office. At the State Capitol, I'm Kim Howard.
That's the news. Area deaths next.
Wayne County Housing Authority has income-based units available for the elderly, age 50 years and up, and disabled. All utilities are included and cable TV is discounted. One-bedroom units are now available at the High Rise and Fairway Apartments in Fairfield and at the Golden Acre Apartments in Wayne City. You can also apply for family housing and Section 8 voucher program. For more information, contact Wayne County Housing, 303 North 1st Street in Fairfield, or call 842-9008. Equal housing opportunity.
Currently in Fairfield, it's 85. It's time now to check the latest stock market numbers brought to you by Andrew Diesel, your Edward Jones financial representative, located at 101 East Delaware Suite A in Fairfield. The Dow was at 25,822, down 207. The NASDAQ is at 7,795, down 38. September crude oil is at $51.18. That is down $2.45. This is Derek Dunn reporting for WFIW News.
Local and area deaths brought to you by Nails Funeral Home in Fairfield and Albion. Nails Funeral Home, locally owned and operated, serving the area with professionalism and care in your family's time of need. 88-year-old Albion resident Wilma Yvonne Keener died this morning at Wabash General Hospital in Mount Carmel. She was a telephone operator for over 32 years. Wilma Keener is survived by her brother, Lonnie Keener of Albion, and several nieces and nephews. A graveside service for Wilma Keener will be held on Friday at 10 o'clock a.m. at Bethel Cemetery near Ellery. Ingram Meredith Funeral Home of Albion is in charge of arrangements. 65-year-old Zephyr Hills, Florida resident Dan Hallam, formerly of Fairfield, died on Saturday at his home. Dan Hallam is survived by his brother, Gary Hallam, sister Marcia Hallam Warren, and one niece. Per his request, Dan Hallam will be cremated, and a private family burial will be held at a later date. Memorial contributions can be sent to the Wayne County Humane Society, or ARF. 83-year-old Springerton resident Shirley McGehee died on Monday. She was a member of the Springerton Community Church. Shirley McGehee is survived by her husband, Jerry, two daughters, Pam Tullis of Springerton and Patty Blazier of Carmi, one son, Tim McGehee of Enfield, eight grandchildren, and 11 great-grandchildren. Funeral services for Shirley McGehee will be held this afternoon at 1 o'clock at the Springerton Community Church. Visitation will be held until the time of service at the church. She will be laid to rest at Hammock Cemetery in Springerton. The Golson Funeral Home of McLeansboro is in charge of arrangements. 66-year-old Concord resident Mary Elizabeth Henning died on Sunday at Barnes Jewish Hospital in St. Louis, Missouri. She was a member of the First Apostolic Church in New Haven. Mary Henning is survived by her daughter, Christy Bernhardt of Marco Island, Florida, brother Henry Walker of Concord, one grandchild, and five nieces and nephews. Visitation for Mary Henning will be held from 5 to 7 p.m. on Thursday, tomorrow, at Cook Funeral Chapel in Carmi. Funeral services will be held at 10 o'clock a.m. on Friday at Cook Funeral Chapel, with burial in Union Ridge Cemetery near New Haven. 2-year-old Albion resident Maylee Renee Baxter died on Saturday. She was born March 22, 2017, in Mount Vernon. Maylee Baxter is survived by her parents, Chris and Renee Baxter, her brother, Beau Baxter, four grandparents, six great-grandparents, and many aunts, uncles, and cousins. Visitation for Maylee Baxter will be held from 4 to 7 p.m. on Friday at the Church of Christ in Grayville, with funeral services to be held at 7 at the church. Family and friends attending the visitation are asked to bring a favorite picture or special memory to be placed in Maylee's box. Also, the family requests all attendees wear bright, cheerful colors. In lieu of flowers, donations may be made to the family for her brother's education expenses. Ingram Meredith Funeral Home of Albion is in charge of arrangements. 95-year-old Carmi resident Bill G. Harmon died on Tuesday in Carmi. He was a member of the First Presbyterian Church of Carmi. Bill Harmon is survived by his daughters, Deborah Porter of Shiloh and Linda Wright of Pensacola, Florida, and two step-grandsons. Visitation for Bill Harmon will be held from 5 to 8 p.m. on Friday at Cook Funeral Home in Carmi. Funeral services will be at noon on Saturday at Cook Funeral Chapel, with burial in White County Memorial Gardens. Memorials may be made to the First Presbyterian Church of Carmi, and they will be accepted at Cook Funeral Chapel, which is in charge of arrangements. And a reminder, our obituaries are updated regularly at WFIWradio.com. I'm Jeff Vaughn reporting.
Did you know Asbury & Associates offers certified nurse midwife services? Meet Julie Reinhardt, the newest midwife of their team. Both Julie and Abigail Skinner bring years of nurse midwife experience to Asbury & Associates. Their services include obstetrical care and delivery, well woman exams, birth control counseling, infertility counseling, and many more gynecology services. Asbury & Associates, with four offices in Southern Illinois to serve you. Call and schedule an appointment today.
Your classic hits, WFIW 104.9, Fairfield area weather for today. Sunny skies at a high of 90. It'll be partly cloudy tonight. We're expecting a low of 68. Then partly sunny skies tomorrow. Tomorrow's high will be around 88. The outlook for Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, partly sunny skies on Friday with a high of 85 and low of 65. Sunny skies on Saturday. Saturday's high will be around 88 with a low of 70. And then sunny skies on Sunday. Sunday's high will be around 90 with a low of 72.